Hey, and welcome to the first ever episode of The Lizzie Ann Show. So this is episode number one. I am so excited that you are here and you're listening, and I hope that I bring you some information that maybe you've heard and just haven't implemented, or you haven't heard yet and you're ready to get started on a healthier journey. So today I want to talk about healthy habits to start this fall. And that can mean that you're someone that has, you know, done healthy habits in the past and you just like fell off the bandwagon, which I've probably fell off the bandwagon more times than not. or you're someone that has been healthy and the last maybe couple weeks or couple months have been super stressful, and you just want to hop back in and you're not really sure where to start. So let this episode be inspiration for you wherever you are. Welcome to the start of your health journey. Welcome to maybe you just decided last night to eat M&Ms for the first time in a long time. And so today you're going to start fresh. So welcome. You can do this. Just deciding to press play and listen to this and start a new health journey is going to be absolutely beneficial to your life and your health and your family. So really great job for being here. So healthy habits to start this fall. So, I've heard this so many times and people are talking about gratitude and, just being grateful for little things, big things. I think that that really helps, with probably the first one is mindset, is that, if you want to change your life and your health, you're going to do it. But if your mom or your husband just says, you know what, you should probably get healthy, like, that normally doesn't go well. Not because they don't have the best intentions for you, because they obviously want what's best for you. It's more or less that you're not doing it for yourself, you're doing it for them. So choosing to be healthy is you deciding, like, this is a new day, this is a new time for you, this is a new season for you, because we're starting fall. And you just want to be healthy, and that is so awesome. So, being healthy is starting with the mindset of you want to do this for you, and you will treat your body better when you feel that way. You will, your mind will be more positive because you're giving gratitude to your body and your mind. And every time you find yourself like eating a cucumber instead of eating an M&M, even though while you're eating the cucumber, you're acting like it's an M&M. I've done that before. You're taking a step in the right direction for you. So just choosing, like, when you're about to grab those M&Ms, it's deciding, like, I've heard Rachel Hollis and Dave Hollis talk about on their podcast, of deciding, like, a new habit. So do you want, or is the M&Ms going to get you closer to your end goal of being healthy, or is it going to get you further away from your end goal? And how are you going to feel after you eat those M&Ms? Are you going to feel, like, amazing and, like, you're ready to go for a walk or a run, depending on what your body allows you to do and what you want to do? I'm a walker. Other people are people that like to run and they get something out of that. Running hurts every inch of me and watching me run probably hurts every inch of everyone else around me. So walking is my thing, but if running's your thing, go for it. But is eating M&Ms going to get you out the door for a run or a walk? And, or is the cucumber probably going to help you? So, just the mindset of, being healthy. And sometimes, mindset is everything. Actually, all the time, mindset is everything. So, yeah. So let's talk about, like, how to get yourself in the right mindset. So it starts with a goal. It starts with, like, okay, you want to be healthy. Great. What do you want to be healthy for? Because on those days where you want to grab M&Ms instead of a cucumber or any fruit or vegetable, the mindset of I want to be healthy is probably not going to stop you from grabbing the M&Ms. It's not going to stop me from grabbing the M&Ms. So, it's probably saying to yourself, like, okay, I want to be healthy because I want to fit in that pair of jeans I haven't been able to wear in a couple of years. Or I want to, feel good whenever I put on any piece of clothing. because sometimes we beat ourselves up about how we feel in clothes, and so you don't need to get on a scale because you already know that your clothes don't fit well, so the scale is going to tell you something that you don't even want to know about yourself. I have not got on a scale in a long time, and I really don't believe in scales. I think you know your body more than anyone else, even more than the scale is going to tell you, and so if we base ourselves off of that scale means something to me, a number on the scale means something to you, it's going to bring you down. So like if you've worked out for 3 weeks and every day for 3 weeks and you've been doing an amazing job and then you get on the scale and you've only lost 2 pounds, that's going to put your mind at ease, or that's not going to put your mind at ease, actually. It's going to make you think like all those 3 weeks of working out is not worth it, so you're going to go back to that M&M. And so mindset is just telling yourself that that you have an end goal, and you know that you got this, and that fitting back into your clothes and eating the M&Ms don't go hand in hand. So when you know that your clothes are your end goal, the M&M probably will go out the window. Not always. It'll have to, you know, you have to talk yourself into it and say, you know, I really don't need that M&M. Maybe drink a glass of water while you're thinking about the M&M. Maybe go for, you know, a walk around the house or around your neighborhood for 5 minutes just to get that, you know, M&M thought process out of your mind. But, yeah, mindset is absolutely everything. So the second thing to being healthy for this fall would be upping your water game. So you've heard before, I'm sure you've heard it. If you haven't, it's drinking half your body weight in ounces. And so I have heard that, and I've heard people say like, okay, I'm 200 pounds. And so they'll drink, you know, 100 ounces of water a day. And that works good because then they know they just need a gallon of water. So they start with a gallon, they keep pouring it in their cup. And then once the gallon's gone, they know they're good. I have a really hard time keeping track of what I drink. And so I have started where I never let my glass be empty. So I drink out of a mason jar all day. And it's just a wide mouth mason jar, nothing special or anything about it. I just know that once my water gets empty, I have to go fill it back up. Like I don't ever let it sit there and be empty. And I keep forcing myself to drink. And normally when I'm hungry, I force myself, I'll say, okay, I'm going to drink 5 sips of water. And once I've drank those 5 sips of water, if I'm still hungry, I'll maybe go grab a couple cucumbers. And I really, limit myself to amount of fruit and vegetables that I eat too, because I feel like I could overeat on those too if I allow myself. So drink water all the time. You try to drink half your body weight in water. If you find an app that works, share it with us, because I would love to hear about an app for helping you with water. But right now, just to keep it simple, I just always am drinking water all day. And besides water, I pretty much just drink coffee in the morning, even though I need to probably limit that. So pretty soon here, you'll be hearing about me talking about how to get off caffeine and how I feel and how to do that and all that. So coffee for right now, though. And then throughout the day, I drink hot tea, non-caffeine hot tea, so more like herbal tea. But yeah. So water is super, super important. If you have any healthy habits at all on drinking water, let us know. I'd love to hear about them. So there's, yeah, the mindset, the water. Then there's also just exercise. And exercise is so different for everyone that I think sometimes we beat ourselves up about what exercise is. Some people, I don't actually think anyone is naturally an exerciser. Exerciser? That's not a word, but it is in my mind. I don't think that anyone wakes up and says, golly, I want to go for a walk today. Maybe some people do. If you're one of those people, power to you, because I have never been one of those people. I would choose sleeping in over exercise any day. I would. But that is not something. As we get older, we learn that exercise is a really big thing because it helps with our energy, helps us sleep better at night, helps us fit better in our clothes, helps us. It probably even helps our mindset when you think about it. It really like clears your head because you're getting fresh air, and you don't always have to get fresh air because sometimes it's raining, or if you're in Wisconsin like I am, or any Midwest state, it rains and snows kind of at a drop of a hat sometimes. And so going out for a walk or run isn't always a thing. So you can walk around your house, you can get a gym membership, you can go to a friend's house or a family member's house and get your workout in that way. But keep in mind that your workout can be as simple or as complex as you want it to be. And the results are going to be based on the fact that you got up and you made something happen. So if walking is the only form of exercise that makes your body not ache or makes your back not hurt for 100 days afterwards, then walking is fine. Like, you got up and you did something. Be proud of the fact that you can get up and walk. I broke my leg when I was in my early 20s, and just going to the bathroom or taking a shower was a, you know, really hard thing to do. So getting up and walking wasn't a thing that I was into or could do. So knowing that I can get up and go for a walk, like every time, even though sometimes I don't want to throw on my shoes and get out there, like I tell myself there was one day that I couldn't do this. And there's someone right now that can't do this that just would like to be able to get up and go to the bathroom on their own. So I am going to put on those shoes and I am going to get out the door and I am going to walk for however long, put a podcast on, put your favorite music on, whatever gets you so you're maybe getting a couple things done at once or is empowering you to get up and get out there, like do it. If, you know, walking isn't your thing, if that's really a lot, maybe start small and only walk for 5 minutes. Like, the length of time doesn't matter. You got up and you did something. So be proud of the fact that you can get out there and do something. If, you know, maybe you need to walk one day, but only a couple days a week is all you can do, fine. Then those other days, you know, just have some weights, you know, small weights, 2 pound weights, half a pound weights. I don't even know if they make those, but just like, do whatever you need to get exercise, and don't beat yourself up about the fact that you can only do small things, and keep pushing yourself all the time. And once you hit a part where you don't think you can go any further, like, just stay there for a while and be proud of the fact that you exercise your arms, your legs, your whole body. I've heard jump rope is fabulous. So maybe just jump roping for a minute or two, if that's something you're into. Just do something. And it doesn't even have to be expensive. Going for a walk's not expensive. It doesn't cost anything, just your time, but it's worth it. And maybe if you're someone that sits at a desk a lot, like I do, just, you know, every so often getting up and do a couple laps around the house or do a couple laps around your neighborhood and just like clearing your head and giving your mind a break, and it will just relax you. And it's so, so worth it. So yeah, exercise, water, mindset. And something else that I think when it comes to being healthy, we kind of underestimate is just like loving yourself for the process. Like, you chose to get up today and do something to be healthy. And even if, like, you know, in a couple hours that gets sabotaged by, you know, your spouse or your kid saying like, hey, I want a donut. Like, it takes a ton of willpower to watch someone eat a donut or a pretzel or a muffin or whatever it is when you've already told yourself for today, I'm not going to eat that. I'm just going to say no. So something that I have heard a ton of times, and I believe that it works, is praying. Like, if you know, I've heard this put this way and I thought it was wonderful, is if you know, and sometimes it doesn't work, yeah, if like your family gives you like 2 second notice and they want a donut, but it would work then too, I suppose, is if you know Friday's coming and there's a potluck at work or whatever, and you know Friday's coming and you know that Nancy that you work with makes amazing brownies, like brownies that are to die for, that you have up until this point had to have a brownie or two or five, whatever, no one's keeping track. Every time you had to have that brownie and you ate it and you didn't like how you felt all afterwards, but it tasted so awesome that you didn't even care in the moment. So if you know Friday's coming, I need you to, or start this now, see if it works for you, but it works for me every time. If you start, you know, Sunday or Monday or whenever you start thinking about it, just pray and say, please, when Friday comes, don't let me eat that brownie. Don't even let me crave the brownie. Don't even let me want the brownie. And if you keep, every time that thought pops in your mind, and you keep praying on it, I promise you when Friday comes, that brownie won't even be a thing because you've already had your guard and your shield up and you just won't do it because you know that it won't be a thing. So if you need to bring a salad to the potluck or you need to bring a salad to your neighbor's house when they have a get together for the neighborhood, or you need to bring a salad to your family get together because you know there's probably not going to be anything there that you can eat, do it. And if people look at you funny or whatever, like, pray on it before that this won't bother me, that I bring in my own food, and it's going to work. It works so well that I can't even explain it. It just works so amazingly well that you're going to be amazed. So pray on the willpower, because willpower is something that I can honestly tell you I do not have. So every time that you've either ever seen me or heard me say that I am not eating something or whatever, I prayed on it. It was not me. It was totally, totally God. It really was. So prayer is a huge thing. But a healthy habit to, another healthy habit to start this fall would be just really giving your family your undivided, like, love and attention. I keep hearing and I keep seeing and I keep, like, trying to get myself to not go there, but just being on your phone and all your devices less, like watching less TV, looking at your phone less. Don't let the notifications pop up on your phone. I really went in and turned off all the notifications for my phone. So unless I go in and look at them, they're not popping up for me to see, because the more, we don't need any more dings and pings and all the things. We need less. We need more undivided attention. Like if we keep going the way we are, in 5 or 10 years, no one's going to be talking to anybody. And that's not good. Like, we need, even the most introverted people like I am, we need that conversation. Even if it's, like, deep, meaningful conversation, we need it. So stop telling yourself that you need to look at your emails after 6 p.m. Stop telling yourself that you need to be on Facebook instead of talk to your husband. Stop telling yourself that Instagram and Insta stories are more important than telling your mom what's going on. Because if you're telling Instagram before you're telling your family, I think your priorities are out of whack. I really do. And so, like, choosing these things in the space of just being healthier for yourself. I mean, think about how much that's going to change. Like, you're going to feel more loved being off of Instagram and Facebook and Pinterest and all the things. And I know we need those things. I follow a ton of people on Pinterest and on Instagram, and I'm always saying, like, oh, I found this cool new recipe. And trust me, I get a ton of recipes off Pinterest, but I get just as many off Instagram. But if I find myself, and I've really had to hold myself back, if I find myself that I'm talking more about the people on Instagram than I'm talking about the people in my life, my priorities are out of whack. And they are. Every time that happens. Because I need to know that I know just as much about what's happening in my husband's life. I need to know more about that than what's happening on the lady on Instagram that has the most amazing recipes. I don't want to feel closer to her than I do to him, because then priorities are out of whack. And just giving the people that are here in your life undivided love and attention, you can't beat that. And the moment we stop doing that is when, like, craziness happens. We don't need any more crazy in this world. We just don't. So, really getting on track with putting the phone down, putting the book down, sometimes putting the book down. I've seen couples read together, and I think that's great. But just really putting your priorities, figuring out what your family needs and wants and flourishes off of, and really focused on that. I think that's really, really important to starting some really great healthy habits this fall. There's only going to be a couple more, and then I'll let you guys go. I feel like we've already had, like, a lot of helpful tip. So I hope that you guys find something really amazing from this. But this fall, I think getting away from reality is really, really important. And you can get away as a couple, as a family, have a friend trip. And this could be a night away. This could be an afternoon away. This could be a weekend away. This could be a week away. Whatever fits into your budget. I don't think going into debt over going on a getaway is worth it. So it needs to fit into your budget, which means that you should save up for this. Do not put this on credit cards and hope that later you can pay it off. Don't do that. It's not a good idea. I don't suggest it. Getting away, because then when you're getting away, you're going to stress out about things. Every time you go to swipe your credit card, when you went to dinner and it was $60 for the two of you, you're going to wonder, should we have done that? And then the food's already ate, and so you're going to be stressing out about it. A getaway is supposed to like make you healthier, not stress you out. We have enough stresses in this lifetime. We don't need more stresses. So, getting away and, kind of planning what that getaway looks like, because to everybody, a getaway is different. So is your getaway, on a beach? Is your getaway a cabin in the middle of nowhere? Is your getaway, a busy city where you kind of can just come and go and relax? And then those things. And then is your getaway like in a hotel? Yeah. In a cabin, at a beach house? And what are you going to do while you're there? Are you going to have, how much extra money do you have to spend? How much do you have to use every day so you don't go outside of that? Is shopping a big thing? And do you have money to do that? But just getting away and really not being on your phone while you get away. I'm not saying like never ever, but like, you know, unless something important happens that you need to know about, like just don't look at your emails and don't look at Facebook and don't Instagram it, and just being present with the people that you chose to get away with and ask them how their life's going. Like really, really ask them how their life's going. Not just like, hey, how are you? Oh, I'm great. Okay, that's good. Have a nice life. Like, no, we need to really say like, how are you doing? Ask questions that go deeper into like how they're really, really, really doing. And, getting away and just choosing some fun things, choosing to go like through a corn maze. It could be a afternoon getaway, choosing, to carve pumpkins, paint pumpkins. I think there's some really cool arts place, that will, give you all the tools you need to do some fun things with pumpkins. 'Cause it seems like it's pumpkin everything season. Just anything big or small, go on a hike or a walk, watching the, you know, seeing all the fall colors and just, I don't know, experiencing like that crisp, cool weather and the fresh air and maybe having some like apple cider or something that really will like clear your head and give you new ideas of like where you want to go, your own personal goals, your family goals, your work goals, because those are all really cool things to have. So just a getaway of getting away from your reality and thinking about something else for a change instead of staying stuck in all the, you know, day-to-day fast busy that we like to put ourselves in. Just knowing that there's something better for us would be really a great break for everyone. And I think when we come back from that, we are like just easier to be around and maybe even nicer, and we don't maybe even realize it till we're back and we're like, oh yeah, okay, and your mind's clear and you just feel a lot better. So a getaway is definitely a healthy habit to do. And then the last one, which I think the best one? I don't know if it's the best one. It's probably the most important is self-care. And I think it's important to do this all year round, but you can start it this fall. If you haven't, because we tend to put self-care like out. But something that I was reading recently, and I totally agree, is if you're on a plane and, you know, they tell you, make sure to put your, you know, mask on before you help anyone else. And if you've ever watched the Four Christmases movie, and he talks about, you know, he's going to put his mask on before he saves her, and she can't believe that she, you know, he wouldn't save her before, you know, putting his mask on. And I always would agree with her that, like, I couldn't believe that either, because I would want someone to save me before I, before they do anything for themselves. I have no idea why. Super selfish, right? But it does make total sense that in order for us to, like, truly, you know, love people better, be kinder to people, go out of our way for people, so give better, to have a clear head, like, we have to do something to care for ourselves first, like anything. If a face mask is all it takes for you to, like, give yourself 5 minutes or 20 minutes and just relax and put some cucumbers on your eyes, I've actually never done that, but it does sound kind of fabulous. just to, like, put a face mask on and kick your feet up, and maybe the cucumbers on your eyes makes you feel like you're at a spa that you haven't been at in like 3 years, because that's not been in the budget, or that hasn't been something that's really been something you seek out. Like, take the bubble bath, do the face mask, do a hair mask, whatever works. Sit outside in the sunshine and get some vitamin D early in the morning or in the, you know, late afternoon. Like, just do something, you know, read a book outside while you're doing that. Sit by a campfire if you need to. Whatever floats your boat that comes for self-care, like, do it for you. If walking through Barnes and Noble, looking at books, even if you don't end up getting one, but just kind of looking and you have a coffee in your hand, like, whatever, like, driving down the road with the windows down and your sunroof open and some, you know, 90s tunes blasting and just the wind through your hair, like, whatever you need to do self-care, like, do that thing, because you're going to get out of the car after that, you know, blast from the past, and you're just gonna have a smile on your face. After you leave Barnes and Noble, you're going to have something about you that even maybe you don't even recognize, but you do feel a little bit better about yourself. Like, whatever that is, like, fill into you before you can fill in others. Because if we don't do that, and some of us don't, and I can't say I do it every week, and I really need to be very mindful of this, but just self-care is just awesome. And I actually, now that I think about it, I think I'm going to find a pumpkin face mask. So I'll keep you guys posted. Follow me on all my social media to see which one I pop up talking about, and I may even do a blog post on it. A pumpkin face mask. That sounds pretty awesome. Sounds really fallish. Sounds like a good way to do some self-care and smell like fall all at the same time. So do what you need to pour into yourself, because we're not going to love others any more than we love ourselves. And so if we're not pouring into ourselves and making things happen, we're not going to pour into others either. So before we wrap this up, I'll just go over what we talked about again. So drink more water, exercise, big or small, do it. Self-care, that's so huge. Please do self-care. If you don't do any of the rest of it, which I hope you do all of it at some point, just do self-care, whatever that is. Just rubbing your feet, you know, with like massage oil just to get out all the tension. It doesn't have to be anything big. Don't think you got to spend, you know, $100 to do self-care. Like, just do something small you already have in your house. Go on Pinterest, DIY a face mask, like, whatever. You got a ton of stuff in your house. Don't go out and buy things just to, you know, make yourself feel good, because then you're going to stress out about what you bought that you shouldn't have, that wasn't in the budget, and how you're going to tell your husband, and blah, blah, blah. Self-care is huge. And so take all these things, start one at a time, start with water, you know, once a day, do that for a week, then throw in the self-care, do that for a week, like, just start off small. And even if you only do two of these things all fall, and then it takes winter to do a third, like, go ahead and do that. That's quite okay. you are doing a really great job. You have listened to this podcast. You have wrote down notes. If you haven't listened to it again, it's going to be worth hearing again if you feel so. Thank you so much for listening. Thanks for being here. I absolutely love that you took the time to listen and are ready to do some healthy habits. And if you have any other healthy habits you think are worth starting this fall, go ahead and come over to social media. Go to ElizabethKramer.com. All my social media handles are there. And let me know what you think about this episode and how you're going to implement healthy habits this fall. So have a great rest of your day. Thank you so much for listening, and I will talk with you soon. Take care. Bye.